This year's long, seemingly never-ending rainy season is forecast to finally end this week. And as if on cue, the choir of cicadas are growing louder and louder. And tomorrow is 중복, the hottest day of the hottest period of the year, according to Korea's traditional calendar. In other words, here in Korea, we are now officially at this summer's climax. The climax, the peak, the pinnacle. It is always the most intense, potent, and fiercest part of anything. So naturally, guess what? It is really hot today. And we have also got heatwave warnings issued for this week. But another way to look at climax is that it is always a turning point. What goes up must come down once it hits the peak. And that means now we've got maybe a month or so left of summer of 2022. Doesn't that make you feel a little rushed? Like you should really do something to make the best of the season before it ends? I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was a cool, jazzy one from Nahar. It was his song 한 여름밤의 꿈, or A Midsummer Night's Dream. What a refreshing way to start off today's show. Welcome everyone and happy Monday. So as I was mentioning, here in Korea, cicadas pretty much signal the beginning of the end of summer. We're in the late phase now, right? Because once they start getting loud, that is when the rain stops and the temperatures hit their peak. Then, you know, though, we'll be kind of just getting lost, losing our basically powers of rational thinking because of all the cicadas and their murmur, their me, 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 me murmur. But you know what? All of a sudden, one day, that incessant cacophony just stops. It really does. And in their place, we start to hear the tranquil, calming chirping of crickets, letting us know that autumn is starting. But as of now, in the last week of July, we are now at the beginning of the peak of summer here in Korea. We have just about a month of this season left. So we thought it would be nice to mark this climax of summer, well, the best way we know how here in OFD, by listening to everyone's go-to summer K-pop favorites. We ask you to tell us what your favorite summer K-pop songs are on our social media accounts yesterday, and we will be dedicating part two of today's show to those songs. You know, we may be able to squeeze in a few more song requests, so if you haven't yet, just come and share with us here on OFD what your favorite go-to summer K-pop songs are. But first, the roll call. Tell me where you are and what you're doing right now as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. If you have any non-summer related song requests, something that is more connected to what's going on with your life or your day, we can play those for you in part one of the show, so send those right on in as well. And of course, your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything and everything are always welcome. So please share away. Nothing is too trivial. Anything goes. You can message me on Kong right on the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr. Or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to sharp 8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won. A long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. All right, that's it for announcements for now. I'll be back with today's Where Are You after one more song. Here's Twice with Alcohol Free. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. And right now it is 5:23 p.m. Wow, I was so surprised. You know, it had cooled down a little bit because of the intermittent rain that was constant all throughout last week. But man, first time in a long time where I kept waking up to turn the AC on. 5-minute blast through the night. It's hot, 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 hot. No wonder tomorrow is Chungbok. Right now, I am talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is our global roll call, a chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today, aside from listening to our show. Where are you? Well, we have a very simple answer from listener Yustawao, who writes Malaysia, and we've got some fire emojis. I'm thinking, yeah, feeling good, feeling hot, or Malaysia is really hot too. I think that the heat wave is sort of global this year. Omnia1122 writes, good morning from United Arab Emirates, DJ Lena, how are you? How's all the people working in KBS? I am now on vacation from my work, and after 1 week, I will travel to Jordan to see my cousin. Her name is Aya. I can't wait to see her. Ooh, how fun. Summer vacation then for you, traveling to Jordan. Oh, I would love to visit either the UAE or Jordan. One of these days, I gotta make it out there. Mm-hmm. PSY05902 writes, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. Over the weekend, my sister visited for the first time in 3 months, so we had a great family time. Today, I will be studying at the study cafe until 7 p.m., and then I'll go to my math academy after dinner until 10 p.m. After that, I'll come back to the study cafe, and I plan to go home before 2 a.m., I'm a little too obsessed with planning, so I have study plans all set up until August 18th. I find it hard to sleep at night if I don't follow the plans. I imagine you would be a little plan-oriented too. Do you have any similar experiences? Oh my goodness. I have to say that I think that you are much more diligent than pretty much most anybody I know in terms of setting up your study schedule. Very diligent and dedicated. I'm very, very impressed. But since you are making plans, be sure to make some plans to rest, right? And take some breaks. And give yourself at least 1 day off of the week where you don't have to worry about your studies. Well, good luck, good luck. All right. Amir Jamil writes, hello, Lena Park. How are you? You are looking so great. I am Amir Jamil, KBS English Service listener from Pakistan. I am at my work now in university after the weekend holidays. My day is going busy. We have rainy season here, clouds, slight rain outside. How is the weather situation in South Korea? Ooh, I'm glad I already answered your question. We just talked about the weather from the very top of the show, super, super hot. The rainy season seems to be dying down, finally. I think we have a little chance of rain in the forecast, but I don't know. It seems it's just way too hot, and the cicadas are out. Yep, rainy season's ending. Here I am, 0203 writes, 안녕하세요, DJ Lina. I've come to a beach for the first time in a long while. Right now, I am at Songjeong Beach. Even though I live in Busan, I can't remember the last time I was at this beach. 오늘도 화이팅입니다. Ooh, I had the pleasure of being able to visit Songjeong as well, and I love it there. It's a little bit more secluded, very kind of like hipster, surfer town, really cute, lots of good eats, by the water. Mm-hmm. Well, enjoy your time there. I hope you get a good view and some good weather and maybe some good shopping in as well. Listener Johnny says, hello from Kentucky. When this broadcasts live, I am working overnight in a warehouse in Kentucky in the U.S. I've been listening to the podcast version, but now have the KBS app so I can hear the music too. Been having a rough time recently, working two jobs, and for the last 6 months, discovering more and more K-pop bands has been my source of joy to keep my spirits up. I am sad I didn't find them sooner, but also feel like having them be new now all at once is just what I needed. Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much, Johnny, for writing into our show. And I'm so glad that I think you've come to the right place, because you're going to be able to experience and discover lots of amazing K-pop artists through our show. Our playlist is very, very diverse. While you are working overnight, I hope our broadcast keeps you company. Welcome. All right, we have song requests to get to. Listener Jigumaul, no story, but simply requests, "You mean everything to me." I suspect that maybe that is the message and the request all in one. All right, that's my song, and I'll get that ready. Listener Erica writes, "Hello, Lena. Could you play the song Ride on the Wind by Card? I heard it at the hotel in Seoul where I stayed with my friends in the summer of 2018. That year, our dream of visiting South Korea had finally come true, and this song brings me back those beautiful memories." Erica from Panama. Oh, wonderful. Yes, it's amazing how many memories can just completely pop into your head. You feel everything all over again with just simply a song. So, let's listen to these two song requests back to back. First up, it is me, Park Jung-hyun, with "You Mean Everything to Me," followed by Card and their song, "Ride on the Wind." That was "Ride on the Wind" by Card. And before that, it was me, Park Jung-hyun, with my song, "You Mean Everything to Me." Listener Jisoo Kim 0801 writes, "Hi, Nuna. Looks like you had a schedule somewhere. And I'm very glad to hear that you finished recording. That means we can catch your new releases sooner or later, right?" Yes. Yes, yes, we are finishing up all the finishing touches on the summer single. I hope you guys like it. I don't know. I mean, we just kind of worked on it and we had fun making it. So a couple of songs for you guys to add to your late summer playlist. Yep, it'll be coming out, so keep your eyes open. And yes, I had a schedule. I'm not allowed to tell you what it was yet. Yubi Niko says, "Lately I've been twisted up inside because I'm dealing with some issues. But even so, when I listen to your songs, I find that my frown's turned upside down." "I heard that you've just wrapped up a recording, and now I'm so curious that I don't even have the leisure to be feeling down." All right, yes. Wanted to find some refreshing ways to kind of break up the late summer for you guys. And as promised, the summer single will be out pretty soon, so keep your eyes peeled. Taipei Warren writes, "Hello, DJ Lena. Today is my better half's birthday. Could I ask a favor from you guys? Are there any K-pop birthday songs that the OFD crew can choose for me so that I can dedicate it to my husband? I'll ask him to tune in to OFD's live show today so that he can listen to the song that you guys selected for him. Appreciate your help and thank you." Well, yes, you've definitely come to the right place. First of all, happy birthday, Mr. Taipei Warren. And we chose a classic. This is one of the most go-to, for the past few decades, the go-to birthday song in K-pop. And we're going to play that for you now. So happy birthday. I hope you're having a great day. Here is Kwon Jin-won with "Happy Birthday to You." Thank you. You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. More messages for this Monday show. Coolie0111 writes, Hi Lena, did you have a good weekend? I went on a trip with my friends for the first time in a long while, and it turned into a real foodie trip. We ate and ate until just before our stomachs burst. Oh, how happy we can be when we can eat without worrying about calories. Oh, so true. Wow, that would be just, that's wonderful. Even when I decide, you know what, today's going to be a pizza day, I can't help but sort of kind of in the back of my mind worry about the calories. So I'm so glad that you guys didn't have to worry about anything like that. Hey, when you're on a trip, anything goes, right? Oh, I'm glad you had a good time. Listener Jong Songa writes, 안녕하세요, 정연 누나. It's a happy Monday because there's OFD. Over the weekend, I biked around the neighborhood. I did get some rain on me, but I enjoyed riding in the cool rain. The vacation season starts in earnest this week. Do you have any vacation plans? Also, do you have any summer vacation spot recommendations? Oh, I'm so sorry, but you are asking absolutely the wrong person. I am the person that hardly ever takes vacations. I've literally been almost nowhere in Korea except for work and not really for vacation. But because it is the summertime and because it's going to be really hot temperatures and the rain is ending, I would recommend you going to some water. Find a nice creek or go to any of the wonderful coasts that surround our country. All right. Listener Pacey writes, Hello, Lena. I'd like to request Yeosu Banpada. I was talking with my classmates about travel destinations and mentioned Yeosu. This song just came right into my mind. Haha. It's true. Sometimes K-pop songs can truly kind of immortalize a place. Yeosu Sea is very beautiful. Maybe JS Lee can go there for his vacation this year. All right. Let's listen to Pacey's request right now. Here's Busker Busker, Yeosu Banpada or Yeosu Night Sea. Not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's parallel universe. Today we have two songs that share the title, Selfish. They're so selfish. They share this title. We'll start with the K-pop song Selfish by Moonbyul. Moonbyul is one-fourth of the girl group who has got it all. From musical talents to stage presence, and they go by the name of, maybe you've heard of them, Mamamoo. She is the charismatic rapper of the group. And Selfish was the title track of her first solo album of the same title, released in 2018. This song features Seulgi of Red Velvet, and it's a song of encouragement, going out to those who feel unhappy because of other people's standards, saying, maybe we should be a little selfish, work on our own happiness sometimes. Here's a bit of the song's lyrics. I think I've already become socialized. I don't think anyone's gone, blah, blah. But worrying about what others may think about me left me only with scars. I want to be selfish. I still have a lot of wishes. Yes, sometimes we do have to just take our me time. I agree. As for a non-K-pop song, we will listen to Selfish by Canadian singer-songwriter Virginia Tuvegas. Now, if you're wondering just why a musician based in Toronto, Canada, goes by the moniker Virginia Tuvegas, well, apparently it is because Virginia Tuvegas initially started out as a duo, consisting of the Canadian artist who was actually born in Richmond, Virginia, and a friend of his from Vegas. Now a solo artist, Virginia Tuvegas is best known for his gold and platinum certified singles, We Are Stars, Lights Out, Just Friends, and this song, Selfish. Selfish was released as a single in 2017, and it was also included on an EP released in 2019. While Moonbyul's song is about wanting to be a little selfish, Virginia Tuvegas' song is about being aware of one's own selfishness. And it goes a little like this. I can't let go. I know you're not mine, but I know that I'm being selfish. And I know that you want me too. Can't help but to touch your body. And I can't help that I'm being selfish when I know that you want me too. All right, selfishness in terms of wanting, desire. Interesting. Let's listen to these two songs back to back right now. Selfish by Moonbyul featuring Seulgi, and then Selfish by Virginia Tuvegas. That was Selfish by Virginia Tuvegas, and before that, Selfish by Moonbyul featuring Seulgi. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Part 2 of the show is coming up in just a moment, chock full of your favorite summer-themed K-pop songs. I know some of you have been waiting for this since yesterday, but if you have yet to share your favorite summer K-pop titles with us, it is not too late. If you're listening with the Kong app, shoot me a message. You could also use any of the message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave your requests as comments on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. If you are in Korea, feel free to text me at sharp 8150 as well. It'll be 51 per SMS and 101 per MMS message. Now you keep those coming, and I will be right back with part 2 after one more song break. Here is Crush with his song, Ohio. Yeah. Let's go. 1, 2, 3. I've been dancing till the... Welcome to part 2 of One Fine Day with Lena Park. Now we are about to listen to some of your favorite summer K-pop tunes for the next full hour to celebrate the climax of summer and also to beat the Summer Monday Blues. Let me just remind you one more time how you can reach me with your song requests. You can text me at sharp 8150 if you're in Korea. If you are anywhere else in the world, feel free to message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. So let's kick things off with some classics. Maybe as you're listening to some of these summery songs, more will pop into your head. The request lines are going to stay open, so don't feel like it's too late. All right, hopefully we'll get inspired and get in the mood. Here are some classics. Jung Jae-uk with Season in the Sun, followed by Position with their song Summertime. Welcome back to our part two. This is a retro summer vibe that is kicking off our summer favorites playlist. Yes, OFD's playlist will be made from your playlists. Now, yesterday, to explain, we posted this cute picture on Instagram and Facebook, and we asked you all what your go-to summer K-pop songs were, and as expected, you understood the assignment. So, we've got some messages and song requests. I'm going to go through them now. Quintina Lenny wrote, 안녕하세요, 정연 언니. My go-to summer song is Aroha by 조정석. An easy listening song with a cheerful melody. I imagine being on a beach at night with someone special and friends sitting around the bonfire singing together while listening to this song. Well, have a beautiful Monday, Anni. Stay healthy and love ya. Ooh, yes, Aroha is a real good one. Definitely a summer favorite for a lot of Koreans here as well. And of course, not just the original one by Cool, but Cho Jung-suk's wonderful rendition that he had recorded for the Hospital playlist soundtrack. Ooh, it's totally taking me back. I used to sit around bonfires on the beach at nights when I was still in California. So good, good times. All right. MD Masood Rana just wrote simply, how are you? And that my song request is Red Velvet's Power Up. Oh yes, that's definitely a great one for energizing us during this heat. Lim Tui writes, 큰 푸른물 by Rae Ji-bun. I don't know why I remembered this song suddenly. Anyway, back then, I was crazy about indie punk music and your music. I had no idea why I liked you and these punk genres, even though they are different styles, but I totally understand now, because you are an R&B singer as well as a rock and ballad singer. All right, Lazy Bone. I have not heard that group's name in a while. That's going to be a little fun, kind of a retro throwback. And yes, you know what? I don't think it's strange at all. I love to listen to all different genres of music, just according to my mood. Want to listen to hip-hop one day, rock another day, maybe some cool R&B another day? Yeah, I think everyone is like that. We don't have boundaries in what we want to listen to, so... And I used to love punk rock, too. All right, we've got some great requests back-to-back here. First up, we're going to listen to Cho Jong-suk's rendition of Aroha. Then it's Red Velvet with their hit Power Up. And then we've got Lazy Bone with 큰 푸른 물, or Big Blue Water. That was Lazybone with their song 큰 푸른 물, Big Blue Water. Before that, we heard Red Velvet's Power Up. And topping things off for that set, Cho Jung-suk's rendition of the song Aroha. I love it. Just in these three songs, I love how diverse the tastes of our listeners are and how diverse that's making our summer playlist. We're checking off all the genres here. It's a nice kind of like a genre, I don't know, trip, journey. Very cool stuff going on. Taipei Wern is listening to these songs and said, I changed my laptop's wallpaper to pictures of the Maldives. Ooh, while listening to all these summer songs, just to be in the summer vacation mood. A lot of us are actually planning summer vacations. Maybe we'll be actually sitting on that beach, enjoying the ocean waves. But for those of us who can't, hey, pictures are good too. Maybe change the background picture on your smartphone or anything to get into that mood. Just one image can help us at least take us, even for a minute, outside of our daily routine. Not a bad thing. All right, we've got a couple more requests. Ray Liu R says, I am really loving Kim Arum's album, Summer City. All right, we'll check that out in a bit. And Josh Yu wrote, my summer go-to is Bursa's Travel or Yeoheng, because When the weather gets hot, I just want to drop everything and go off traveling somewhere. It's true. I actually know a lot of people who love to go spend somewhere else during the summer times because, yes, you have to take the vacation in the summertime. It's too hot. You don't want to concentrate on working, right? You want to get out there. Well, hopefully this song will also help people maybe get inspired, maybe book a trip. It doesn't have to be far, doesn't have to be long, but anything to just, I know, get that vacation mood going. All right, hopefully these songs will help as well. First up, 김아름 with Summer City, followed by 볼빨간 사춘기 with 여행 or travel. We just listened to 볼빨간 사춘기's song 여행 or travel, take me anywhere. And before that, it was 김아름 with her song Summer City. Beautiful stuff there. Thanks for those recommendations. Now, if you're just tuning in, we're having a special part two today here at OFD. We are listening to some of our listeners' favorite summer K-pop tunes to celebrate the pinnacle of summer 2022 here in Korea as we also try to beat the summer Monday blues. Yes, never hurts to try and beat those Monday blues. All right, so we have some more requests coming up here. We are going to listen to 귀를 기울이면 or Love Whisper by 여자친구 or G-Friend. Now, this song was requested by listener PSY05902 studying so hard all day today. I don't know if she's even going to catch her summer song request. Hopefully she can catch it on one of our rerun broadcasts and maybe that summer playlist will help your studies, PSY. I hope it definitely does, but studying so hard. So grateful that she still took the time to contribute to our K-pop summer celebration. That's great stuff. All right, so we will listen to G-Friend first, and then after that, we will listen to B2B's song, 너 없인 안 된다, Only One for Me. This song was a pick from our listener, Sangadati. So let's listen. That was B2B, 너 없인 안 된다, or You're the Only One for Me. And then before that, we had the adorable voices of 여자친구, G-Friend singing 귀를 기울이면 Love Whisper. Yes, those two are more summery requests. Now, again, if you're just tuning in, this is a summer celebration because we have just reached the peak of summer here in Korea. Tomorrow it's Jungbok, which is supposed to be the hottest day of the year. According to the forecast, I think that they are actually correct. It's so weird how those seasonal traditional divisions always seem to be right on the dot. We are always right on time. It's nice to have something like that to depend on that is so dependable. All right, we have a couple more song requests and messages from our OFD listeners. The first one is from Alicia Y, who suggested Summer Love by CSVC. Yes, of course, CSVC, a four-piece girl group. Not really a girl group, but indie singer-songwriters, of which the S is, of course, our own very own Stella Chang. And they did this cool little sort of homage to 90s summer music with their take, Summer Love. Although, Alicia writes, you know, on that note, have you ever considered peppering the summer playlist with a winter song for those living in the Southern Hemisphere? Well, definitely, if you request it, we will play it for you. If you want to hear a song about snow, we can do that, definitely. But we're going to play Summer Love first. I'm Kelly wrote, go to summer songs? Well, I should go for Sistar. I think that was a lot of people's picks as well. I'm Kelly wrote, summer has two faces, hot and cool. Any of their songs fit summer so well, so my song request is Shake It. All right, definitely a favorite of Sistar fans. So Alicia, hopefully the hot in these songs will cool off those of us in hot climates, but warm those, like Alicia, who are in their winter climate right now. Yes, I think that these can do double duty. Let's try it out. First up, CSVC, or CSVC with Summer Love, followed by Sistar with their song Shake It. That was Sistar with Shake It. And before that, we heard CSVC or CSVC with Summer Love, their little homage to old school 90s summer music, which we did kind of kick off this whole playlist with. All right, we have a message and song request from J.S. Jerry Kim, who wrote, well, the first song that comes to my mind is Juice's 여름하늘, but this time I wanted to request a 90s song that's perfect for a summer night. 여행 스케치, 별이 진다네. It's a song you'd want to listen to quietly, along with the sounds of a wind chime, just before falling asleep at a healing summer vacation spot. Ooh, and he's setting up the mood for us. Definitely, I think we've got to be outdoors somewhere, right? The sound of a wind chime, maybe if you're just like even on your balcony, if you have one where you live, that this song can kind of just transport you to a different place, a different frame of mind. This is a great request. Earlier, J.S. Jerry on our message boards mentioned that he wanted to go to California. Yes, I am not gonna lie, if we have to be hot somewhere, California is a really good place to be hot because we've got stretches of beautiful, beautiful beach to go and frolic in the ocean water to cool off if we do get too hot. Well, in any case, thanks for your request as we all imagine where we want to be on a beautiful summer night. This is going to bring the tempo of our summer playlist down just a little bit for us to all take a breather. All right. Summer healing time now with 여행 스케치 and their song 별이 진다네 or Star Sets. That was 별이 진다네 or Star Sets by 여행 스케치, bringing us to the end of today's One Fine Day. I'm going to say goodbye today with one last request song, a classic. Here's 파도 or Wave by UN, request by Cooley and Update 2000. All right, we'll see you all tomorrow. Thank you for your requests.